Welcome to the College Audition Podcast with your host, nationally renowned college audition coach, Tim Evanicki.
Hey everybody, Tim Evanicki here with the College Audition, back again with another episode of the College Audition Podcast. Today, my special guest is very special indeed, none other than my right arm, my girl Friday, Miss Emma McGlinchey.
Hi everyone.
So, you may be asking why I have Emma on here with me. Well, today we're going to talk all about our upcoming conservatory that we have every summer as our summer program. So the College Audition Conservatory this summer takes place in Orlando, Florida, and the dates are July 10th through the 18th. And of course, the first question everyone always asked us is, who is our faculty this year? And I'm going to let Emma go through that right now.
Of course. So our faculty this year is Hank Stratton from the University of Arizona, Robin Lewis from Rider University, Ziva Barzell from Point Park University, Cynthia Henderson from Ithaca College, Brian Kramer from Elon University, Keona Willis from CCM, Greg Daniels from Baldwin-Wallace University, Mark Madama from the University of Michigan, Jane Lanier from Roosevelt University, and Rick Edinger from Carnegie Mellon University. And we also have our celebrity faculty person this year, Christy Altimore, who will be joining us for a masterclass midweek.
And so the students that join us during our eight-day conservatory in Orlando, we break the students down into small groups of approximately 10, and those are their masterclass groups. So each masterclass group is going to get 3 hours of workshop time with every one of those 10 faculty members that we're bringing in from the top musical theater schools from across the country. Now, all week long, they do those workshops and masterclasses with the faculty members, but in the evenings, since we are in Orlando, we do some fun evening activities. And Emma, why don't you tell us a little bit about the evening activities that we have planned for this year?
Of course. So this year we're going to do one of my favorite things. We'll go to Disney and we'll do Hoop to Do Review there one night for dinner. We also have a piano bar night. We did that last year and it went really well. So we're going to do that again this year. We're going to do a karaoke night so the kids can all get up and perform for each other. The first night we usually do a sort of opening party where we'll do some sort of big competition event where the kids and the faculty can all go against each other, like a competition of colours. And there'll be some other fun things. And at the end of the week, we will have a closing night celebration this year, which will be at Universal's City Walk.
That's correct. We're also adding an additional evening performance opportunity so that every student that attends the conservatory will have an opportunity to perform for each other on the stage in the main ballroom. And this year we're doing a conservatory cabaret one night as well. So each student will be assigned to either the karaoke night, the piano bar night with Mac. Mac is now sort of infamous and loved by all of our kids. He comes back every year. Or the cabaret evening, or they'll be assigned to the Christy Altimore Masterclass. And that is the four performance opportunities that we will divide up so each student has an opportunity to perform. In addition to that, on the last 2 days, the students do mock auditions for all 10 of the schools, on which they will perform two songs and a monologue and do a dance call, not only for the 10 schools that are joining us all week long, but we also invite additional schools. And there's usually an additional somewhere between 10 and 15 colleges that are watching those mock auditions. Some of those schools use those mock auditions as a pre-screen so that you can get passed right through to a live audition from them. But mostly what they're there for is to get feedback forms from each of the faculty members. And every faculty member will give you a feedback form that basically says, between now and when you actually audition for us, these are your areas of improvement. This is what we want to see you improve upon. So the conservatory is open to high school students of all ages, from 9th, 10th, or 11th, rising 9th, rising 10th, rising 11th, or rising 12th grade. So the earlier you start, kind of the better, because then you'll have more years to work on those areas that they tell you need to work on, and maybe even come back a second year to check back in with the faculty members. But of course, a bulk of the students that are that come every year are rising seniors. In addition to the students, we also have a full lineup of workshops for parents. And I would say, what would you think, Emma? About half of the students travel with parents or so?
Yeah, I would say about 50% come with parents. And, you know, we always say the parents then make this click that they have then for the rest of the year, especially for the rising seniors, to support each other through this whole crazy college audition process right to the end of the year. So those parents get a 90-minute workshop information session with each of those 10 schools as well, where they get to hear a little bit about the school, about the programme, and ask those faculty members questions that they might have. And we do that with each of the 10. And then we also do a financial aid workshop with the parents, which has proved to be very beneficial. And we bring in an expert in that field to kind of walk parents through that whole process, what to expect, and what they can start thinking about at that sort of early stage.
It's usually a financial aid expert or admissions person from one of the colleges that are attending. And it looks like that's going to be the same this year. In addition to those workshops that Emma mentioned, we also do a parents' breakfast that is led by, we call them a parent RA. It's basically a parent who's gone through the process before. Last year it was the wonderful Patty Rice, and we hope to have her back again this year. But they basically help guide the parents through everything. And that parent breakfast that starts the week off is their first opportunity to meet with me, and also to meet with Patty and sort of ask questions about what's coming up, sort of what to expect. And then we also do a parents alumni reception, where we invite even more parents that have gone through this process in the past. And it's a big round table. We usually do an afternoon tea kind of situation. And part of that I am part of, and then another part I leave so that all the parents can speak to each other candidly about the process. But every parent that has ever gone through it said it was the most valuable thing that they've done throughout the whole process, because it was able to put their mind at ease before they had to start this crazy process, because they knew what was coming up and they knew what to expect. And the parents who usually opt out of it for one reason or another end up saying later that they regret doing that. But you absolutely can attend the conservatory without a parent. And what we do if you are traveling by yourself is we put you in an RA group. And the RA groups are led by Emma and I. And the RAs are some of our previous students that have gone through the program. And we've secured a couple of the RAs for coming up this coming up year. But we don't have that list finished. But there's going to be four RAs that are at least 20 years old. And they do what, Emma? They help wake up in the morning.
Yeah, just making sure everyone's where they need to be at the right time, making sure everyone's in their rooms at night. And just maybe an older person, if anyone has any issues or is worried about something, just someone to go and, you know, if you need a minute to chat to someone, there's always someone there that you're assigned to. And how it works with students who are attending without a parent, they will be roomed with another student. And there is also the option, if you are attending with a parent but you would prefer to have a roommate, we can make that happen. Some people like to stay with their parents, others prefer to have another student as a roommate, and we have lots of different options of how we can do that.
Yeah, so you'll notice we haven't mentioned the price yet, and that's actually one of the reasons. It's easiest if you just go to our website, thecollegeaudition.com/conservatory, and look at all of the different options for the price points. Because obviously, it's a different cost if you're traveling by yourself or if you're traveling with a parent and rooming with that parent, because both of you get all of the meals included and all of the evening activities. So Three meals a day are paid for any student or parent participant for all of the days except for on Thursday, we all get a day off. So on Thursday, we do the Christy Altomare Celebrity Masterclass in the morning, and then students have a free day to relax and unwind around the pool. So for that evening, we don't have dinner provided, but there are 11 dining options in the Rosen Center Hotel where students can get food there. Or if you're traveling with a parent, you can leave the hotel and go get food on iDrive, which is where they are, or where the hotel is. And then the other one is Friday evening after the dance class. We don't provide dinner that night because that's the night before before your audition day. So we make sure that... I'm sorry, I just said Friday evening. It's Saturday evening.
Saturday
evening. We allow the students after the dance call to just relax again and do whatever they want, do their own thing. They can grab a quick meal at one of the dining outlets, and there's a lot of grab-and-go options, and go to their hotel room and just relax and plan for the next morning, or they can go out by the pool or whatever they want to do. But we make sure that there is enough downtime where students are not totally wearing themselves out, and we see that there's a lot of energy the first couple of nights, and after dinner or after evening activities, they want to go to the pool and run around and hang out with their friends. But I think it hits them by the third day that they're looking forward to that downtime. But again, you can travel if a student wants to travel in room with a parent who's not participating in the workshops. That's an option, too. You can also bring the whole family and make a Disney vacation out of it if you'd like. And that is an option so that if you have additional family members in the hotel room, all of those different options are broken down on our website. We also have worked it out with the Rosen Center Hotel that if you want to arrive up to 3 days early or stay 3 days later, you can get the special reduced hotel rate per night. And after you book, we will give you the code to do that. Mm-hmm. Emma, can you tell us a little bit about the audition and application process?
Yes, absolutely. So you will find everything we're talking about today, like Tim said, is at thecollegeaudition.com. / conservatory, which will give you a breakdown of everything, and the link to register is directly on that page, so you can click register now. That will take you to our accepted page, which some of you may be familiar with because I know there's other programs and stuff that work through accepted. You fill out an application there and submit your audition video. Tim, remind me the audition requirements, what we're looking for.
Sure. Those audition requirements are also spelled out not only on our website, but on the accepted page. And we basically follow the same audition requirements as the common pre-screen. And the common pre-screen is something that you will have to prepare for your college auditions as well. So that's why we do that, because it's your first taste of that college application process. So you have to submit two songs. One song should be a ballad and one song should be an up-tempo, and so they contrast in style. Each song should be 60 to 90 seconds, including your slate. And students must sing to musical accompaniment, which could include either live or pre-recorded accompaniment. Nothing can be a cappella. And all the songs should be filmed three-quarter shot, which means the top of the head to the knee should be visible. One song should be before 1970, and one song should be after 1970. We also ask for one monologue. We ask for a monologue from a published play, and we ask that the monologue be a contemporary monologue, 60 to 90 seconds. There is a dance requirement. You have to submit a dance video.
This is the thing where people get a little bit nervous, but for our conservatory, that your admission to the program will not be based on your dance ability. The reason we ask for that ahead of time is because our groups that everyone is broken down into will be grouped together based on dance ability, just so that when you're in those master classes, everyone is working at roughly the same level, and the dance teachers can sort of vary what they're doing based on the students they have in front of them. So you will absolutely not be discouraged by the fact that you have to upload a dance video. as I say, it will not determine your admission, but just to give us an idea of where you're at, regardless of your experience. And then that way we can put you with the people who are sort of at your level and make sure you're getting the best experience, the best out of those dance classes.
Right. So don't stress out about what you're submitting. Whether you are a seasoned, experienced dancer like Emma, or if you are simply a step, touch, and snap kind of dancer like me, just show us where you are. It's actually for your benefit. We want to make sure that you're comfortable in those workshops, in those dance workshops specifically.
And that only has to be, just to say, a sort of 60-second example of where you're at, just a short video to music.
Exactly, exactly. Now, the audition process is waived for students who are currently students of the college audition or mine, as well as alumni, people who have come back another year from a previous conservatory. Even though the application or the audition is waived, you will still need to submit videos. You are just automatically accepted. The videos, again, are made available for our faculty members to review before they work with you, so they can sort of get an idea of where you're at. So just don't put too much thoughts or go over the top with trying to make these videos for us. Just submit something to us that is a clear and honest representation of who you are at that time. And we have some really, really fun times at the conservatory throughout the week as well. I mean, if you're not, if you don't consider yourself to be a dancer, you will still have to take the dance classes, but I promise you that you're going to have a good time doing it, and the friendships and things that you make during the conservatory are friendships that you're going to have well beyond your college years.
And a lot of these faculty members, we do have a couple of new people this year, but are people who have been with us, you know, for the past few years, and we invite back time and time again because we have such a great experience with them, and the kids who have been with us previously have really loved learning from them.
Yeah. So one change that we're making this year to the conservatory that we haven't done in the past is that each of the workshops have been geared toward getting to know the individual schools that the teachers have been from. This year we're changing that a little bit. So instead of the workshops being Baldwin Wallace dance with Greg Daniels, we are going to make it more of a curriculum-based series of workshops this year. So it will be ballet pre-screens with Roosevelt's Jane Lanier. So it's not necessarily about getting to know Roosevelt's program. Jane will, you know, maybe teaching you a combination that you can use for your ballet pre-screens, or maybe doing a Fosse workshop. Hank might be teaching an acting for the camera workshop so that you know how to present your pre-screens. What we basically want to do is make sure that you have all of the tools you need going into audition season, and these master teachers that we're bringing in are the perfect people to be showing that to you. So, have I forgotten anything, Emma?
The only thing I was just going to add, people often ask, and this information all would be sent out ahead of time, obviously, but what sort of things they need to bring with them in terms of material that they will have to have pre-prepared to work on at the conservatory?
I always tell students that ask that question to bring anything and everything that you might be considering for a possible college audition. If you're an undergraduate or an underclassman, sorry, I'm in audition mode. If you're an underclassman, just bring material that you feel like represents yourself. You know, bring three or four songs that so you can do a different song in each workshop. Bring three or four monologues, some contemporary stuff, some classical stuff. These are great resources, these faculty members, to suggest material as well. But you need to bring material that's going to show them who you are. Make sure that the material is memorized, the songs and the monologues when you get there. It doesn't have to be overly coached. You just have to have it memorized and let them coach you. The thing to remember, too, is these workshops are not a talent show. Bring stuff that needs work. Don't bring stuff that is super polished. You are not auditioning for these people. You are there to use them as a resource to improve the material that you have. So it's a much better experience for a student to bring something that they need help with and show the faculty member how teachable they are and that they can take notes and improve just over the week that they're there for conservatory, rather than bringing in something that is super polished right from day one, where there's no room to really grow or make it better. I feel that way all the time when I teach workshops and masterclasses. You know, I say, bring me 60 seconds of your worst, not your best, because then at least I can do something with you and you can show me that you can grow a bit. So once again, the dates are July 10th through the 18th in Orlando, Florida at the Rosen Center Hotel. This is our College Audition Conservatory. More information can be found on our website, including a really cool video with clips from when the conservatory was in Miami Beach last year. And again, the website is thecollegeaudition.com/conservatory. Applications will remain open either until we hit 100 students or until April 15th. So there's sort of an open-ended feel to that, but we can accommodate up to 100 students, and it's a rolling admissions process. So once you submit your application materials, you will hear back from us within 2 weeks. And if we hit that 100 number before April, we may close a bit early. So it is in your best interest, if you are going to be auditioning for us, to get your applications in as soon as you can.
Yeah.
But we are very, very excited for this year's program. All right, Emma, thank you so much for joining me today.
An absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for walking us through the exciting new things we have for Conservatory. And for everyone who's listening out there, we hope to see you this summer. Bye-bye.
For more information on the exciting training, workshops, and masterclasses offered by The College Audition, please visit us online at www.thecollegeaudition.com or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok. We'll be right back.